worship him this morning.
Till the day you will.
Oh, yes.
Jesus, I am your own.
Let's worship him. Let's adore him. Worship him, worship him. Tell him you are his own.
I am your own.
I belong to Jesus. I belong to Jesus. Tell him you are his own. You belong to him.
If you leave me now, where will I go?
Nowhere, nowhere, nowhere.
If you leave me now, where will I go?
Yes. I appreciate him, somebody.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
He's our anchor.
You are my anchor for life, for you.
That's right.
If you leave me now, where will I go? If you leave me now.
I appreciate him. We have nowhere to go to. He believes us. Worship him. Worship him, somebody. I appreciate him. Success.
What the Lord has done for me, I cannot tell it all.
Can we worship him in that song?
What the Lord has done for me, I cannot tell it all. What the Lord.
I appreciate him, somebody.
I can shout. Praise the Lord.
Oh,
so I can shout.
Appreciate him.
Worshippers
this morning. Those that will give God glory for his mercies, for his goodness. Wave a hallelujah to the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Worship him, somebody. I appreciate him. Wave those hands unto him. Somebody, I want you to open your mouth now and begin to appreciate the mighty God, the keeper of our lives, the king of the universe, he that has kept us up to this hour. In your own way, with your own voice lifted high, begin to give him glory. Begin to give him glory.
Hallelujah.
that's all I have to say. Worship him, somebody. I'm giving you time. Just appreciate him in your own way. Appreciate him in your own way. For his mercies, for his compassion. He has brought you up to the 8th month of the year. Appreciate him, somebody. Appreciate him. Somebody, if not for Jesus, where will you be? He is the reason you are alive. He has been the pillar that held your life. He has been your protection. He has been your provider. He has been your savior. He has been your deliverer. The lifter up of your head. The fighter of your vitals. Give him glory. Give him glory. Give him glory. Worship him. Worship him, somebody. Worship him. Worship him. Appreciate him. Worship him. This song says, Lord, I appreciate you for your love. I appreciate you, Lord, I appreciate you
for your love.
Appreciate him, appreciate him.
I appreciate you, Jesus. Lord, I appreciate you.
Because like a father, he gave us joy. Like a mother, he gave us peace.
Lord, I appreciate you. Oh,
like a father.
Like a father.
Oh, yes.
Like a mother, you gave me joy.
Like a friend, you stood by me. All the time.
Like a father, he gave me peace.
Like a father, you gave me peace.
Like a mother,
you gave me joy.
Like a friend, you stood by me.
Finally, now, let's all sing.
You are the reason I live.
Oh, yes.
You're the one for me.
Very one for me.
You're the one for me.
Is the reason we live.
You're the one for me.
You're the one.
Why should I fear?
Oh.
Why should I fear when I have you?
Surrounded by your love.
Your everlasting love.
Why should I care?
Why should I care what people say? You don't know what's sweet.
Our Father and our God, we worship you. You are the reason we live. We will not fear when we are surrounded by your love. We will not care what people say when we are making a difference to you. Because they don't know what you mean to us. They don't know the preciousness of the blood you shed to purchase us. They don't know about the Holy Ghost that you have given to us. Father, we say, let your name be praised. Thank you for the privilege you've given to us to be in the land of the living. Thank you for the privilege you've given to us to be gathered in this sanctuary today. We say, receive all the glory in Jesus' name. Father, as we begin the service today, take absolute control. Inspire our worship. Bless us with your word. Hear our prayers. Make manifest your presence in our midst by our testimonies today in the name of Jesus. Take absolute control of the service. In Jesus' name we pray. Somebody jam your hands together for the mighty God. God bless you. You may be seated. Our God is good. I didn't get the response. Our God is good. Our God is good. And all the time, God is good. And all the time, God bless you. Briefly, we'll be looking at something we have titled The Identifications of a Living Church. Identifications of a living church. If you can see on the screen, you can see a gathering of people together. Identifications of a living church. It's supposed to be plural identifications. the identifications of a living church. God bless you. We are living at the end times. And the prophecies concerning the days we are living in. The Bible says these days are called what? The perilous times. Are we together, somebody? The Bible prophesies that this period of time we are living in, these end times, the Bible described it as perilous. When you say something is perilous, it means it is dangerous. We are living in dangerous times. Peril means danger. Perilous means dangerous. It is a period of danger. Because there will be false prophets, there will be false preachers, there will be false anointed ones. Iniquity shall abound. The love of many shall grow cold. Many reasons why the Bible says that this period of time we are living is dangerous. Are we together? So in these dangerous times, one of the good you can do to yourself, one of the good you can do to your spiritual life, is to carefully choose the church you attend. Is to carefully choose a place of worship. When we say church, we are using the common language. Today is Sunday morning. Apart from Sabbatarians, everybody that says he believes in the Lord Jesus Christ will leave his house this morning and say he's going to church. Are we together? One of the good you could do to your spiritual life in this dangerous season is to make a conscious, a prayerful, a spirit-led effort to choose the church you go to. Because evil association corrupts good manners. Look at Proverbs chapter 13. Proverbs chapter 13 verse 20. Proverbs chapter 13 and verse 20. What does it say? He that walketh with wise men shall be what? But a companion of fools shall be destroyed. He that walketh with wise men. If you see five wise men walking together and a sixth person joins them, they will say they are six wise men. If you see five fools walking together and a sixth person joins them, they will say they are six fools. Evil communication corrupts good manners. Evil association corrupts good manners. If you choose a living church will affect your spiritual life positively. But a dead church will affect your spiritual life negatively, will kill you. Brethren, we are not politicians. Many people have provokingly asked some questions about this church. When they hear what we teach and how we point out the errors in Christianity, some people will start, are you saying your church is the only true church? Are you saying Bride Assembly is the only true church? God forbid that we should say Bride Assembly is the only true church. God forbid that we should say Bride Assembly is the doorway to heaven. We are more revelated than that. Elijah stood and was telling God, they have killed all your prophets. They have killed all your people. They have forsaken you. They have broken down your altars. It is only me, only I, Elijah, that is left. God looked at him. I have reserved unto me 7,000 that have not bowed the knee to bow. Praise the living God. God will always have a remnant in every generation. So we have never said and we will never say that Bride Assembly is the only true church. No, we know better than that. Because there are people coming to Bride Assembly that will not make it to heaven. It's not a prophecy, it's a fact. There are people that come to Bride Assembly Church. Faithful tithers, faithful workers, faithful church members. Who before 9 o'clock might be in church. Many of them might not make it to heaven. So Bride Assembly is not the gateway to heaven, no. But there are living churches and there are dead churches. There are churches you will go to that will kill you spiritually. There are churches you will go to that will murder your spiritual life. There are churches you will go to that will send you to hell.
But there are churches you will go to that can help you, that can lead you to heaven and help your spiritual life. So we are not saying everybody should leave their church and come to Bright Assembly. We are not saying everybody should leave wherever they are and be connected to Bright TV. No. We are saying that choose the kind of church you go to carefully. Are we together? In this generation, Jesus Christ is outside the church. They have pushed him out. But he said he is standing at the door to knock. So it is not every church you go to that you will find Jesus seated at the altar. Are we together? We need this kind of teaching in a time like this. So that, for instance, maybe your work or business takes you away from Lagos, especially those that are seated there, and you want to join a church, you don't want to connect online. At least have this basic knowledge so that you know the kind of church you will walk into on a Sunday morning and feel comfortable. Because there are some churches you will go to, all your spiritual antenna will be on. You wear bulletproof because it is another spirit operating there. Praise the living God. And how to identify a living church is in the Bible. A church is not a living church because you belong to the Christian Association of your country. A church is not a living church because you belong to the Pentecostal Fellowship of that country. A church is not a living church because many people are going there. I will never forget a story that Pastor told us. How many years ago, before this church started, there was a church, a popular church. I'm learning not to be calling names now. That he said he saw in a revelation, see revival. That church was on fire then. The church is at Oregun in Ikeja. On fire then, you know. Everybody say, They were really on fire. I spoke in parables. He said in that revelation, he was admiring the church. But then he saw some spirits came out of the church that was causing all the excitement. And it was not the Spirit of God. So the fact that people are trooping to a place doesn't mean it is of God. Are we together? You need to know what makes a church a living church so that you will not fall into a terrible mistake. Yes, no church is the doorway to heaven, but a church can help your journey to heaven. No church is the gateway. Church membership is not an automatic ticket to heaven, but a church can affect your spiritual life positively or negatively. It's a principle. It says, he that walks with wise men shall be wise, and a companion of fools shall be destroyed. So the identifications of a living church. Number one, in a living church, the kingdom of God is preached and taught. Can we have it on the screen? Number one, the kingdom of God is preached and what? And taught. From the beginning of the ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ, he came preaching only one message. The kingdom of God is what? Is at hand. Luke 16 verse 16. We'll read many scriptures today to build up what we want to say. The law and the prophets were until John. And since that time, the kingdom of God is preached and every man presseth into it. Look at Matthew chapter 4 verse 23. Matthew chapter 4 verse 23. Jesus came with no other message than the message of the kingdom. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching what? The gospel of prosperity. Why are you saying no? Are you going to hold on to what the Bible says or what a GO is saying? Don't you know I'm an apostolic bishop? Hold on to what I'm saying. Don't hold on to what the Bible is saying. Let me read it again. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in the synagogues and preaching the gospel of prosperity. Why are you saying no? Mommy, are you challenging me? A old apostle like me.
I'm challenging you, sir. Because the word of God does not say so.
Somebody put your hands together for her. That is who a bride is. Because one big GO says so doesn't mean it is true. If you don't have that kind of spirit, you can't go to heaven in this generation. He went about preaching the gospel of the kingdom. He didn't go about preaching healing and deliverance, although they followed. The message of our Lord Jesus Christ is what? The gospel of the kingdom. So, to know a living church, their message, their emphasis is the kingdom of God. So, when somebody is telling you, I have a mandate to raise up financial giants, I have a mandate to liberate men from all oppression of the enemy, I have a mandate to just know that the person has a different message from the message of our Lord Jesus. That kind of ministry, that kind of church is not a living church. Are we together? Matthew 24 verse 14. It is the gospel of the kingdom that Jesus came to preach. And he says, this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations. So from the time of Jesus, when they began to preach the gospel of the kingdom, till the end shall come, it is the same gospel of the kingdom that will be preached. Don't bring a new message. Don't change the gospel of our salvation, the gospel of kingdom. Don't change it to the gospel of prosperity. Don't change it to the gospel of deliverance. Don't change it to the gospel of breakthrough. There is only one gospel, and it is the gospel of the kingdom. Somebody shout hallelujah. A living church teaches and preaches the kingdom of God always. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 18. 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 18. So that you will know the kind of church you go to. And the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work and preserve me unto his heavenly... You're not reading with me. If you don't read with me, I will twist the Bible and tell you what the Bible did not say. In this generation, your faith cannot rest on a preacher. You must check what the preacher is saying and check what the Bible is saying. The Lord will preserve me unto his earthly kingdom, right? Thank you for completing it for me. He will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom. This was the hope and the faith and the sermons of the apostles. It is not for you to write the vision of your ministry, to take many people to heaven, to make heaven, to take many people to heaven, to have in every 5 minutes walk a branch of your church. To take many people to heaven is not by writing it on a board and putting it in your church. No. It is in the sermons you preach. Are we together? So a living church is a church that preaches and teaches the kingdom of God. They teach no other thing. That is their focus. That is their mission. That is their goal. That is their vision. That is the purpose why the ministry was established. So if you want to go to a church, a living church, if you don't see this characteristic in it, run for your life. Somebody shout hallelujah. So when we say kingdom of God, in essence, we are talking about heaven. I'm not going into Bible study, kingdom of God being the church. No, I'm talking of, in layman terms, heaven. That's what we mean. Number two, identification of a living church. But before number two, let's see 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 11. Still talking about the kingdom of God being preached. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 11. What does it say? For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So you can see, Apostle Paul, Apostle Peter, this was their goal. They had no other sermon than the message of the kingdom. Now, second identification of a living church. Hell is preached as the place of condemnation. Hell is preached as the place of condemnation. In this generation, you have many people saying, God is love, God is love. Don't talk about the condemnation of hell. A true church will not only tell you about heaven, they will tell you about hell. So that if you don't want to go to heaven, at least you will want to run from hell. Are we together? Jesus began it, so we are not being fanatical. The message of hellfire is in this Bible. Why do you think our pastor will come and the other teachers and be talking about the day of the Lord and be talking about make your calling and election sure? A true church will tell you about hell. Any church you go to, we don't like to talk about hell. Don't condemn the people. Don't let them, don't make them afraid. The Bible didn't only say we should love God. Yes, the Bible says we should love God, but even the Bible says we should fear him. Are we together? When you go to a living church, hellfire is preached as the place of condemnation to those who will not make heaven. See Psalm 9 verse 17. Hellfire is in the Bible, though. But how many churches talk about the condemnation of hell in this generation? The wicked shall be turned into hell. It is biblical, it is scriptural, and all the nations that forget God. This is a prophecy. Matthew chapter 5, verse 22. Matthew 5, 22. Hell is preached in a church, in a true church. But I say unto you that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. And whosoever shall say to his brother, Raka, shall be in danger of the council. But whosoever shall say, thou fool, this is the Lord Jesus speaking, shall be in danger of what? So a living church is the kind of church where the preachers preach about a burning hell. They are not afraid to talk about hell fire, hell, brimstone and fire. Luke chapter 12 verse 5. Luke 12 5. But I will forewarn you, these are the words of the Lord Jesus, whom ye shall fear. What did Jesus say? He didn't say you should love God only, you must also fear him. He says, fear him, which after he hath killed you physically, he has power to cast you into. He said, yea, I say unto you, fear him. So how can you go to a church and all they talk about is positivity, you know? They don't want to tell you about the reality of hell. And that's the kind of church many people go to. And that's the kind of church many people support with their hard-earned money. Hell is in the Bible. Jesus preached it. And any man that has the Spirit of Christ will tell you about hell. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish. But what? Where will he perish? It's hell. You cannot preach about the kingdom of God or the gospel of our Lord Jesus and not talk about hell. I should tell you why you should run to Calvary. I should tell you why you should make sure you receive the Holy Ghost. Because if you die without the Holy Ghost, no matter how big your tithe and offering is, you will end up in hell. So an identification of a living church is that they also talk about hell. They preach it as a place of condemnation. In this church, we have taught it. We teach it regularly. We teach hell. We teach the day of the Lord, when the Lord will use fire to roast this world and the sinners in it. So don't go to a church where they are giving you false hope. Oh, God is love. Even in this generation, a popular preacher that has been making waves recently, said there is no hell. God does not send anybody to hell. He's a liar. Let's read Luke 12, 5 again. Popular doctor. My other brother, Pastor Smart, warned me not to be calling. He advised me not to be calling names of preachers. Said I should just respect them. So let me follow suit. You know, he has been a pastor before me. So I'm taking your advice. I didn't mention their name, so. But I will forewarn you whom you shall fear. You, that doctor that said that God does not send anybody to hell. Read this scripture. Fear him, which after he had killed, what does he do? May God save us from false preachers in this generation. A living church will talk about hell as a place of condemnation. It's in the Bible. Mark chapter 9 verse 47. More scriptures before we move on to the next point. And if thy eye offend thee, this is Jesus talking again. He said, pluck it out. It is better for thee to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye than having two eyes to what? Please, who is speaking? If you miss the kingdom of God, the next place is not purgatory, is what? Hellfire. There's no in between. So a true church will let you know there is a kingdom of God and there is a burning hell where the fire cannot be controlled. There is a burning hell. For those that miss it, you miss the rapture. No matter how good your church membership is, The other place you are going to with a first class ticket is hell. Praise the living God. Matthew chapter 23 verse 33. Many of us don't see these things in the Bible, so we need to teach you in a Bible study like this. Ye serpents, ye generation of vipers, how can ye escape the what? Damnation of hell? So the Lord Jesus preached it very well. He preached the kingdom of God and he preached hell. You miss the kingdom of God, your next stop is hell. So any church that is a living church will continue the message of Jesus Christ. Part of it is hell. Fornicators will go to hell. Liars will go to hell. Adulterers will go to hell. Extortioners will go to hell. The Bible says so. And a living church will tell you. Somebody is saying, where did the Bible say it? In this generation, we have abused grace so much that we don't know that some things that we are doing is leading us to hell. But before, because we still go and you still receive prophecy, my son, my daughter, that God is calling you my son, my daughter, through prophecy does not mean you have entered heaven. He might be calling you my son, my daughter, by creation, because he's the father of all creation. You don't base your relationship with God on a prophecy or on a vision you see. The only standard you should pursue is the standard of his word. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 9, it says, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God. 1 Corinthians, it said, be not deceived. Who are those that go to hell? Fornicators, idolaters, adulterers, effeminates, that's the homosexuals. No abusers of themselves to mankind. Go on. Verse 10. Nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, those that went to beer parlor yesterday, Saturday, nor revelers, nor extortioners. Eh? Extortioners in Nigeria is so much, especially in the civil service. He says, none of them will go to heaven. Bible says so. And a true church will tell you about it. So when you go to a church, imagine you attended a church for 1 month. You did not hear anything about heaven, about hell. Run for your life, oh. Run for your life. Luke 16, 23. Before I go to the next point. Luke 16, verse 23. What does he say? Luke chapter 16 and verse 23. And in hell, this is the story of the Lazarus and the rich man. One of the stories the Lord Jesus told us to let us know the reality of hell. In hell, being in torment. So hell is a place of suffering, torment. And seeing Abraham afar off. So you will still be conscious when you are in hell. Let's not talk about it. Praise the living God. Hell is real. And an identification of a living church is that hell is preached about. Let's move on. Point number 3. Identification of a living church. Repentance is preached. And sin is preached against. Repentance is preached. And sin is preached against. In Mark chapter 6 verse 16. When Jesus sent for the apostles to preach. What did they preach? Mark 6 verse 16. But when Herod heard thereof. Mark chapter 6. Mark chapter 6 verse 6. What does it say? Seems I missed the scripture. Well, I'll get it later. He said they went forth everywhere preaching that men should repent. Need that scripture. Okay. They went forth preaching everywhere that men should repent. I don't know where I wrote it down. Well, that is the message. Acts chapter 2 verse 38. The first sermon that they preached ended with what? Repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus. Repentance must be preached. That is not it. Repentance is part of the gospel. In a living church, repentance is preached and sin is preached against. Somebody shout hallelujah. You can't go to a living church and they don't tell you. That's not it. Don't worry. IT, thank you. I must have mistaken it. You can't go to a living church and they don't tell you to repent from your sins. This is very, very crucial. This particular point, I will emphasize it. Because in 1 Timothy 3:15, the Bible says the church of the living God is the pillar and the ground of truth. 1 Timothy 3:15. Many people say, if I tarry long, that you may know how you should behave. You may know how you should behave in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. Thank you. Many people want to be pampered in their sins. Many people don't like for people to correct them. Many people don't like to go to church and the preacher preaches against a wrong lifestyle. Or the preacher preaches against what is not God's will in their life. Praise the living God. Brethren, there is something you should know. The church is a place of correction. You didn't hear me? Church is a place of correction. Church is not a place of commendation. No. We didn't come here to be commended and awarded. Our commendation and our award will be in the rapture. We will stand before him and he will award us. When we come to church, we are coming to wash ourselves. He says that he might present himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle. Can you hear us? Church is a place of correction and purification. So when you go to a living church, they preach repentance regularly. Repentance is preached and sin is preached against. Praise the Lord. Not go to a church that nobody tells you the wrong you are doing. That is not a living church. Don't go to a church that the pastor is your boy because you bring good money. Then he cannot tell you anything wrong. Everything, oh, give God thanks. God is love. God is this. God is that. Love. Love is corrective. I trust my African mothers here. Your child will not be misbehaving on the road when one trailer is coming. And before you have warned him to enter, then he's still jumping about on the road. And you know it can cause danger to him. Oh, Junior, please leave the road now. Eh? An African mother. Junior, no, you know. An African mother. He will go there and spank him and pull his ear and move him inside. Junior will cry. But the mother has demonstrated true love to Junior. That is how the church is. So when you get offended that your wrong is preached, something is wrong with you. You don't have the true spirit of Christ. David said, let the righteous smite me. It shall be an excellent oil upon my head. In this generation, better don't preach against anybody. You correct sister that your clothes is tight. Sister will hate you for life. If you are coming this way, she'll be going that way. We are in you. That's what we see in this church. But thank God for a church like this. No matter what they say and do, the mouth of the pastors will not be closed. Church is a place of correction. And in a living church, repentance is preached. Sin is preached against. See something in 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16. So you should know the kind of church you attend, even if you leave Bride Assembly. Maybe if one day you got fed up with Bride Assembly, you don't like anything anymore. No problem. We did not say you will not go to heaven if you don't come here. But know the kind of church you go to. Listen, all scripture is given by the inspiration of God. Now, see where I'm going to. And it's profitable for doctrine. For what? For reproof. For correction. And for instruction in righteousness. When we come to church, have a mindset that I am coming to be brushed. I am coming to be washed. I am coming to be corrected and instructed in righteousness. If you come to church and every day the pastor is singing your praises. Oh, in fact, you are already in heaven. You are too good. You are already in heaven. Ha! Pastor, were you there? Do you know all the battles I faced this week? Pastor, do you know all the semi-naked women I saw this week? Pastor, do you know all the things that popped up when I was checking news on the internet this week? Do you know the battles I face with my flesh? You are not coming to tell me I am already in heaven. All is well. I will see you in heaven. You are good. You are kind. That is a lie. The Bible says we should not forsake the assembling of ourselves together. He says we should provoke one another unto good works. What do you think feet washing is? You are already washed. You are bathed. You are clean. But as you travel along the road, your leg will be dusty. So feet washing is we come together, we wash one another's feet. When the pastor is preaching, instructing you, correcting you, he's washing your feet. So a living church, repentance is preached. Sin is preached against. The church is a place of correction. We don't come and condemn you. No matter how sinful you are, no. We don't preach to tell you are going to hell, but we tell you if you don't repent, brother, sister, you are going to hell according to the Bible. That's different. And when we preach like that, some people accuse us of not being exposed. Somebody said it's lack of exposure that is making some of us talk the way we do. No problem, oh. If my lack of exposure will cause me to be true to the Bible, then I better not be exposed. Leave me with my Bible. Because I wonder what the exposure you're talking of is. Correction. The church is a place of correction. Any church you go to, you are not corrected and instructed to make things right to God. It's a dead church. 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 2. This is where I picked the power to talk what I'm saying. He says what? Preach the word. Be instant in season and out of season. Reproof. Rebuke. It's a commandment. The Bible says the preacher should rebuke. Rebuke. Exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. Why? Next verse. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. But after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears. Telling them, motivating them. No, the church is not a place of motivation. It is a place of correction and instruction in righteousness. So don't go to a church where you are pampered. Go to a church where you are scrubbed. Where you are washed with the washing of water by the word. Where the pastor can tell you the secret sins you committed during the week and tell you, bros, if you don't repent, forget the blessings God is blessing you. You are sliding to hell. Go to a church where you will be, where they will preach, you will be afraid to commit sin and you will love God and fear God more. Go to a church where righteousness is preached. That is the living church. Let's move on. So a living church will rebuke you in your sins, but a dead church will pamper you in your sins. Identification of living church. Fourth identification. All the gifts are visibly seen, visibly in operation. The gifts, all gifts are visibly in operation. When we say gifts of the Spirit, there are two categories of gifts. We have the leadership gift in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11. The apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and the teachers. Then in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, from verse 8 to 11, we have what the Bible calls the body gift. The leadership gift in Ephesians 4, 11, they are only for men. They are leadership. That's what we call the fivefold ministry. But that's of 1 Corinthians chapter 12, from verse 8. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 8. It is to every believer. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, verse 9, faith, gift of healing, verse 10, working of miracles, prophecy, discerning of spirit, diverse kind of tongues, interpretation of tongues. Thank you. All these nine spiritual gifts, they are visibly seen in a living church. Even the four gifts, the five gifts, the fivefold ministry are visibly seen. Now, of course, when a church is just starting, a small church, maybe like when Bride Assembly started with just four people, the four of them could not have been pastors, evangelists, prophets. All the gift might have not manifested. But when a church is growing or is grown and has become fully established as a church, these gifts must be visibly seen. Are we together? We must have pastors in a church. Of course, we know that the apostolic ministry is the Bible, the New Testament. So we must have pastors, we must have evangelists, we must have prophets and teachers. A fully established church that lacks this is not a living church. The nine gifts of the Spirit must be visibly seen. When you go to a church and it is only one man that has all the gifts, he is the GO. He is the one that God is using in this generation. He is the mighty major prophet. He is the God's general. He is the super anointed man of God. He is the great MOG, the president general of God's people, all those kind of things. And then only him is everything. That is not a living church. In Bride Assembly Church, the nine gifts mentioned in 1 Corinthians 12, they are visibly seen. Only Pastor Smart is saying glory. Am I lying? Am I not saying the truth? A bona fide member of this church knows that the gifts of the Spirit are clearly manifested. Any church you go to and they don't have the gift of the Spirit is a dead church. Don't let them confuse you with grammar. Especially these frustrated end time message churches. Frustrated and dead so-called end time message churches that all they know is grammar. The word. The word is living and powerful. That's what the word says. The word says that the word is living and powerful. Where is the life? Where is the power? In a true church, the gift must be there. Jesus said in Mark 16, verse 16, these signs shall follow them that believe. Are we together? So you go to a church, all these Orthodox churches, or evangelicals, or whatever, no gift of the Spirit. That's a dead church. Or some churches, it is only one gift you will see. That is the only gift to see in some churches. Only one. Manufactured tongues that they speak. That is a dead church. That's a dead church. Every time the same type of tongues. Or you go to a church, it is only one man that is doing everything. He's the pastor, he's the prophet, he's the evangelist and the teacher. Only him, the fivefold in one. Now let you Jesus die for Abby. It's only you Jesus we use. In a living church, you will see ministers. Look at the altar, you see evangelists. You see pastors. You see prophets. You see teachers. That is how a church is supposed to be. When we gather together, you will see people with word of knowledge. You see people speaking in tongues and people interpreting. You will see people with discernment of spirits. You will see people with the gift of working of miracles, gifts of healing, and so on. In a living church, the gifts must be visibly seen. And then not those ones that the only gift they have, if he's not speaking in tongues, is only prophecy. Thus says the Lord, thus says the Lord, and it is only about the man of God they prophesy. Like one popular church that is on TV. Sorry, I don't like playing with salvation things. I say it as it is. Like one popular church. I don't know why Pastor Smart has advised me to stop calling names now. Like one popular church on TV that is trying to claim end time message church. All their prophecies are about the man of God on the pulpit. My servant, you are the one, this, that. That is not a living church. That's not a living church. Do you see all the prophecies in this church directed to the overseer of the church? So we'll give a prophet mic. You come and say, Pastor, the Lord say, you are the super anointed one for this generation. God say, you are the one that will blow the trumpet for the rapture. God said, you are the connecting link between the bride and the bridegroom. In fact, if anybody does not hear your sermon, the person cannot go in the rapture. This is necessary so that when you go to any place, you watch out for these signs. Ah, okay, I've attended this church today. I did not see anything. Of course, you might not use one service to judge. But if you stay in a church for 1 month and you don't see these characteristics, bros, no believing church. Attend for 1 month and attend all their weekly meetings and see if it's the same pattern, the same pattern. It's not a living church. Praise the living God. The gifts must be seen. There are evangelists, they do their thing. There are pastors, they do their thing. There are teachers, they do their things. There are prophets, they do their things. Not the church where the pastor is prophet, pastor. When you see such a title, you know that, this is not it. It's necessary we know these things, brethren. So the gifts are clearly seen in a living church. So all this one-man show ministry, that's evidence it's not a living church. All these end-time message churches where there is no gift, all they talk about is the word from morning to night. They have turned church to a university where all they do is so-called teaching. Teaching of the Bible is not speaking big grammar and using big terminologies. Jesus spoke pidgin, Aramaic. He spoke the pidgin of his generation. The Bible said the common people, they heard him gladly. That means illiterates heard him gladly. Imagine fisherman Peter that did not go to school. Those are the category of people that were, they heard Jesus clearly. And yet, which teacher is greater than the Lord Jesus? So they'll tell you, no. You see, the world, leave the denomination. Let them continue whatever they're doing. We are in the world. It's a lie. They don't have anything. They don't have the reality. So they are looking for something to say. Gifts must operate in the living church. And all these ones that everybody go, everybody starts speaking in tongues. That's the only gift that all of them have in the church. All of them. That's evidence in the dead church. Let's move on. In a living church, the power of conversion, number 5, is manifest. I will have to rush. The power of conversion is manifest in the living church. Acts chapter 1 verse 8. Because if the kingdom of God is preached, if repentance is preached, if hell is preached against, if the gifts are manifest, then the power of conversion is clearly seen. It makes us very happy when we hear people come and say, oh, this was what I used to do before. But when I came to this church, I received the Holy Ghost and my life has changed. That is supposed to be the testimony of a living church. You shall receive power after the Holy Ghost come upon you. Thank you. When you go to a living church, you should be able to contact the power of conversion. Now, not just repentance. You should be able to contact the power of conversion in a living church. So when you go to a church and nobody is giving testimony of something that happened to them, and their life has changed, or how they received the Holy Ghost, and now they can say it is no longer I that lives, but Christ that lives in me. Something is wrong. Number 6, identification of a living church. They are in the present truth. Are we together? A living church is in the present truth. In other words, they are in the message of their day. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 12 talks about the present truth. There is the truth that is present. There is the truth that is past. Are we together? Wherefore, I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though ye knew them, and be established in what? In the present truth. So how do you know a living church? It is a church that stands with the truth that God has revealed in that generation. Jesus is the one walking in the midst of the 7 golden candlesticks. Jesus is the one we should hear. And as long as the church is still here, it will continue to speak. In Proverbs chapter 4 verse 18, the Bible says the path of the just is what? Is as the shining light that shineth more and more. Until when? So until the day of the rapture, we will continue to know him deeper and deeper. So a living church is a church that progresses with revelation. It's a church in their present truth. Look at Matthew chapter 17 verse 4 and 6. Matthew 17 verse 4 and 6, at the Mount of Transfiguration, Peter and John and James, they say, Lord, it is good for us to be here. Let us make 3 tabernacles, one for you, one for Moses, one for Elias. What did God say? He says, behold, a cloud overshadowed them and said, this is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. What? Hear ye him. Not Moses, not Elijah, but who? The Lord Jesus Christ. Hebrews 1:1 says, he is, God has spoken to us. He is the prophet of our generation. So what am I saying? A church in the present truth A living church must be a church in the present truth. Are we together? There is the truth for this generation. We have taught it severally. There is the present truth for this end time. And a living church is a church that is in the present truth. Don't make that mistake. We will not elaborate on this. Maybe some other time we can talk about that. Now, finally, a living church. It is not enough to be in the present truth, so-called. There's a reason why I separated the point I want to give now. A living church does not build a wall around them or put a full stop to revelation. Did you hear me? A living church doesn't build a wall around them. When I'm talking of wall, I'm talking of dogmas, creeds, articles of faith. Neither do they put a full stop to revelation. Where they say, this is what we believe. Bam. Full stop. No addition, no subtraction. One of the evidences that this ministry is a living church is that when the overseer of this church discovered some things he was teaching were not entirely accurate, he came and did what? And corrected himself. Brethren, there are many GOs that know that water baptism should be in the name of Jesus. But they already have an article of faith. They have already built a wall around themselves. So they cannot come and scatter that wall and say, we have been wrong all these years. This is how it should be. That is not a living church. Are we together? That is not a living church. Even Peter, when Peter was misbehaving, not walking scripturally, was doing some. When Peter was walking in error, Paul corrected him and Peter listened to correction. So a living church doesn't put a full stop. This is what the prophet says, and that is that it must be final. No. Are we together? A living church continues with the progressiveness of revelation. A living church believes that there are things that God can still teach the church. There are things that God can still take us deeper in the knowledge of his word. A living church has no absolute other than the word of God. Are we together? God is dynamic. While the church is still here on earth, we're in the period of perfection. And he will continue to make his word perfect to us. So a living church is a church that doesn't build a wall. It's a church that is dynamic, ready to move with the spirit of truth, ready to move with the spirit of revelation. It's necessary we say this because so-called many end-time message churches that claim that they are in the message of their day, they are in the message of their day, we are in the end time and we have received the message of our day, many of them cannot move on with revelation. And to me, that is an evidence that that church is dead. Are we together? Even the prophet William Branham that they always cite, he said, Luther lived in one day. Wesley lived in another day. Pentecost lived in another day. We are living in another day. And if there's another generation after me, they will live in another day. So he acknowledged that revelation can be progressive. So how can you say your church is living? Jesus has not raptured you. Then it is what a man said in 1950 that you take as your absolute. When William Branham was preaching, there was no internet. The only thing he spoke about was TV. Now see where their foolishness or their deadness is made manifest. He made a statement in a place, which in another place we saw that he watched television. In one place he said, that television is a devil's box, this and that. And he was actually referring to the programs that they show. Because in another place he mentioned how him and his family watched a program on TV. So they held on to that one and started saying, you must not have television. You must not keep television. These same people that don't keep television, they have Android phones and they use internet. So, which is worse, television or internet? Can you see something? They hold on only to the letter. They hold on to the letter, the words that the man said. And that is what they have used to build a wall around themselves. But the living church, he didn't say anything about internet. But in this generation, there's internet. So there must be a living ministry to talk to the present bride about what they should do and what they should not do. So a living church does not build a wall. A living church continues with the progressiveness of revelation. A living church is a church that will open the door for Jesus. Revelation chapter 3 verse 20 in closing. Revelation 3:20. It says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will hear my voice, if any overseer, any pastor of a church will hear his voice and open the door, it will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. Brethren, don't just go to any church. Any garden you go to, look at these characteristics and confirm for yourself that that church is a living church, so that you will not do harm to your spiritual life. Let's be on our feet. Can we put hands together? Any further, any question you can ask tomorrow by 7 p.m. during Ask the Pastor. Oh, happy day. In 150. Let's be on our feet and jam those hands together for the living God. Jam those hands together for the living God, church. Keep giving him a clap offering. Keep giving.